from KQED.
Sunday's 7.2 earthquake in Baja was yet another reminder that the big one will eventually hit California. After victims are rescued and the rubble is cleared, rebuilding and economic recovery can take months or years, and it requires lots and lots of cash. For the past few years, San Francisco officials have been quietly working with Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, which studied problems in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. San Francisco Controller Ben Rosenfield is one of the city officials trying to learn from mistakes New Orleans made.
We've been focusing a lot on cash flow needs that the city government's going to have in those first years. How are we going to access debt? What's our relationship with Wall Street going to look like? How are we going to encourage the investments in our infrastructure that we know we're going to need almost immediately after an earthquake of that magnitude?
You said you're working with the Kennedy School, and I know that they sent a team of people down to New Orleans after Katrina. What did they learn down there about the finances of recovery that can be applied to San Francisco?
I think probably that the top line message which they've carried to us and which we've tried to incorporate into our planning is that, especially when it comes to financial recovery, you really need to spend a lot of time in advance not thinking about what the first 3 days after the earthquake look like, but really what the first 3 years look like. And there are a whole host of procedural and financial relationships you can put in place in advance. You don't need to wait till the event happens to have those things put in place. And I think that's their main lesson for us. Don't wait.
So give us a sense, maybe give us one or two good concrete examples of things that are either in place in San Francisco or that you're working on that will enable that cash to flow quickly and easily.
It's a whole host of things, but we know, for example, that in New Orleans they found that the voters had approved general obligation bonds that were restricted for specific uses, and they found themselves after the disaster with authorized debt, but were prohibited from using it given the changing circumstances that they're facing. We've now got a draft language which we're hoping to include in future general obligation bonds that go to the voters that will allow flexibility in the event that the world has changed and we've had an earthquake of that magnitude here in San Francisco.
It's great to know that the city is planning ahead for these kinds of things, but of course, a major disaster happens. They call it a disaster for a reason. It's still going to be an economic disaster, isn't it?
And there's nothing we're going to plan for today that's going to occur exactly as we would anticipate it. But simply the fact that people are talking about it and that we're putting models and relationships in place, we hope will leave us in a better place to respond. It won't be exactly what we anticipate, but it will be similar.
Ben Rosenfield is controller for the city and county of San Francisco.